This is Bird Note. Weather in the Arctic is still wintry when male snow buntings return to nesting areas in April. They've spent the winter roaming shorelines and fields of grain stubble, cold, windswept places in the northern United States and Canada. Males reach their breeding territories on the tundra a month ahead of females and defend them relentlessly. This means male snow buntings may face freezing conditions and snow blanketing the ground. But there's a big benefit to arriving early enough to claim a prime nest cavity in a rock face or under boulders, where it will be safer from foxes and snowy owls. Nesting in chilly rock cavities means extra care must be taken to keep eggs and nestlings warm. That's why, unlike many other bird species, female snow buntings never come off the nest. The males bring them food, giving them more continuous time on the eggs. This shortens the incubation time, improving the odds of hatching a healthy brood. And it all begins with an early, if somewhat cold, start to the season. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.